Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, cool.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so you know this is Horse Thursday. I'm super happy to be with you today, calling from the Pacific Northwest, Portland area. It's going to be actually a gorgeous week today. The kind of stuff that makes you ready for spring, and then we're going to get a snowstorm in 2 weeks. it's this kind of weather makes me think, oh, okay, it's time for the nice weather to come back, but then I have to remember it's only February and it's going to change again. Before I say hello to my co-host and our special guest we've got today, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper, especially today. We're going to have some stuff for you that you're going to want to be ready to write down, like we usually do, events that are coming up or websites, things like that. So you want to be ready for that. And please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. Our special guest today, you are going to want to be ready to press 1 if you have any questions for her. And just as a quick reminder, though, for this show, we do need to keep it to, questions, comments, stories, anything with the use of the horse Beamer with horses, and really need to keep it to behavioral and training sides of things. So, all right, with all of that said, I'm going to say hello to my co-host and our guest. So we've got Tiff with us this morning. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, everyone on Blog Talk. Yes, this is Tiff Scott from Western Colorado, and just grateful to be here and to hear what we all are talking about today.
Perfect. So glad to have you. Thanks, Tiff. And Cindy, I'm going to say hi to you, and then I'm just going to turn it right over to you to introduce our guest.
Absolutely. Good morning, everybody, from actually sunny central Idaho. It is just gorgeous, and really happy to see the sunshine here. So, and I'm excited today about the, fact that we have a special guest being our holistic veterinarian, Dr. Marlee Sponk, and she's going to address some usage issues that some of which we've seen on Facebook and others that are, commonly asked questions. So that'll be helpful, and you'll chance to, we'll take some caller things. But also what we really wanted to focus on today, some of you may have been on the call yesterday on Blog Talk with Dr. Burka, and we wanted to he was talking about a study that we've been waiting for a long time in the horse world, about 3 years now, and Dr. Marlees is going to be able to share a little bit of information on how that study is going to be shared with us, if you will, and some dates coming up. And just keep in mind there's going to be no specific questions about the study itself from Colorado State University. So thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Marlees. We've been talking about having you come back to answer questions, and this was a perfect time to do that. So thanks for making time for us in your schedule this morning.
Absolutely, Cindy, and hi, Tiff and Rainey. So glad to be with you ladies. Calling in from Virginia, actually, the Blue Ridge Mountains, where it looks like spring as well here after a lot of snow. And I'm thinking the same thing that you're thinking, Cindy. We're only the beginning of February, so we may still get some. But it's a beautiful day here. Thank you so much for having me here.
Absolutely. So So we'll get to questions, I guess, in a minute specifically, but what can you tell us? You know, we've heard about this for the last couple of years, that there was a study underway, you know, and Colorado State University is one of the better known and highly reputed, not only vet schools, but research entities in the United States on the equine side. So what can you tell us about what's coming and when, Marlee?
Yeah, this is so exciting. It's absolutely exciting. It's been 3 years in the making, but basically we have the most recent study on Beamer in the world that has been published this month. It's published online, and then the actual paper publication will follow shortly, but that's how the journals do it, in a very well-respected equine journal. And that is also the studies coming out of Colorado State University, like you're saying, at their orthopedic research center, which has, as you say, a very high reputation, and they do lots of crazy interesting things there. And this study is also the biggest news ever on Beamer equine from a research perspective, you know, other than the actual, you know, issuing of the units, you know, that also there's a lot of study that goes into that, but from independent research, this is the biggest news ever in Beamer equine, with a validated, peer-reviewed scientific study. And so we just can't contain ourselves. And this study is actually showing a drug-free solution for back pain in horses, to say it popularly. The actual title of the study is, let me actually read that to you so you can have it. Effect of bioelectromagnetic energy regulation, so that's Beamer, right, BEMER, blanket on thoracolumbar apexial muscle pain in horses. So that means the, horses, they have quote-unquote naturally occurring back pain. And from what Dr. Melissa King, who is the primary investigator, the main researcher in the study with two other veterinary researchers, they actually are seeing from their analysis, from all the other articles and scientific evidence and field evidence, that between 27% and up to 100% of the ridden horse population has quote-unquote naturally occurring back pain. So we have something that is pretty much prevalent in all horses that are ridden, you know, so that they need some kind of solution because they're sore, you know, they're sore, and obviously in different degrees. So if you had something that could help with that, that didn't involve medications, drugs, you know, drugs always have side effects, you know, no matter how you turn or turn it, they always do. And they can certainly be helpful, and sometimes we need them. But what if you had something that could help with that in a more natural way? And as you know, we know Beamer promotes blood flow and lets everything flow better through the tissues. You know, that is huge. And that is what they have found. And it's not that they just found gas, you know, let's just put the Beamer on and let's see what happens. There was major analysis done on these horses with all kinds of gait analysis, electromyography, chiropractic evaluation, thermography, analysis of the blood markers, everything that they could, all the bells and whistles were done at their, because they have all that at their center. And so so the horses were first evaluated to what their baseline was, and then they were evaluated after a certain period of Beamer usage. And so this conclusion that Beamer is indeed an effective solution to this natural occurring back pain is huge. And, I personally go to a lot of horse shows doing Beamer on the Beamer horse set, on horses that come to the show, you know, they're there for between 1 and 5 days. And, yeah, I mean, I always run my hands over their back and, most of them do have back pain that I can detect it, but it can also be, you know, on a subclinical level that it just comes up at certain times or maybe after riding. So, you know, I'm actually rather shocked by, you know, that it can be up to 100% in the ridden population. But this study is huge, and it's a huge, huge validation for Beamer, for the Beamer horse in the veterinary world and in the in any horse person's world, because riders, owners, trainers of all disciplines are gonna love seeing this, Cindy.
Yeah, that is so exciting. And you mentioned some things that I'm not even familiar with. What's electromyography?
So that is actually where they would stick electrodes in different parts of the muscle and run current, and then they can say things about how that muscle is functioning. And what they were doing here, and I'm not going to go into details because I'll explain how you will learn about the details, but basically that method is it's another way of determining the actual how the muscle is doing, a particular muscle. So you can isolate muscles. I mean, they do this very often in humans as well. It's a pretty common procedure if you have problems in your muscles. But they can do analysis how healthy that muscle is. And the naturally occurring back pain is in the big muscles that are next to the horse's spine. So if you kind of have your two fingers, you know, on top of the spine of the horse, you feel that the hard bone, right? And then unless the horse is very fat, like mine, then you feel those big cables, those big muscle masses. They're sometimes even two palm widths. That's how big those muscles, and that's what really carries us, right? And those muscles run along the whole spine, and that's the muscles that we're talking about in this case.
Oh, cool. No, thanks for that. I think a lot of people might have had that same question. So how is so this is all kind of becoming publicly here this, you know, it looks like this month. So how is Beamer going to, you know, get this out to the field, and how is it going to be kind of made, you know, how are we going to be
made available?
Yeah.
So we are so excited because, you know, this is an actual, you know, research study. And as you know, not everyone reads research studies. Actually, you know, myself, I have to really sit for it and you know, really focus, because it's not easy stuff to get through. And of course, yes, we have a summary, et cetera, but that still is kind of like, okay, what am I actually reading here? So what we're doing with Dr. Burka, who actually has been involved in the study design, and it took 3 years because of all the things that happened the past years, and also because the study is very involved, what we're going to do is present the outcomes and how this came about with the primary investigator on the study, Dr. Melissa King, and some people in the field know her already. She's from Colorado State. She's very well known. She actually came to the Denver Stock Show here a few weeks ago and met with a few IBDs in the field. Some people of y'all know her, but she's going to come on, and Dr. Burka is going to come on, and we're going to present this at the next episode of the Beamer Equine Educational Experience, the BEEE, that we started last year. It's a quarterly event. And we saved this quarter once up for Dr. Melissa King because we were anticipating the study coming out. And it's going to happen on Wednesday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern or 5 p.m. Pacific and anything in between. And that is an event that you absolutely want to invite anyone you know that is remotely involved with horses to that call. You know, we're going to... I co-host that with Ian Roth, and Dr. Burka and Melissa King will be on. Dr. Melissa King, what we will do is we'll give a short overview of the Beamer horse set from a, you know, a more scientific point of view, you know, not a sales pitch, so everyone can feel comfortable getting their people on. and we will introduce Dr. Melissa King, and we'll have she will actually present her study with the slides and how everything was done, and then we'll have a panel discussion and ask all the questions that that may come up, which I'm very sure there will be many. And so that is what we're going to deliver in that hour of BEEE. We're going to have a flyer. Brad Horn is producing a flyer that should be done today that will be placed in all different places, including your back office, and it will also be sent out by email, et cetera, so you can invite your people. It will have a Zoom link that requires pre-registration. And that's actually a really good thing, because that way, you know, if you invite, you know, your prospect, they actually will get that registration right in their email, and, you know, you don't have to send them the link or anything. They already have it. So that's what doing.
I was going to ask if it was posted on the calendar, but if we have a flyer, we think the flyer will be, you know, be somewhere in the equine part of the sales and marketing, or is he going to do anything special to send it out?
I'm thinking that it's going to be pretty visible. Of course, Brad Horn is a magician in marketing, and he knows this is huge, 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 huge. So he's gonna make it very visible. We're hoping that's done today. In any case, the event is already in the team up calendar, as we call it. That's the calendar in the back office library, the first item. And there's also a way for some people, they have the team up calendar on their phone. And it's an app you can download, and then you can connect it to Beamer. And you can already invite people from the Team Up calendar, and the registration link is already there. So even if you didn't have the flyer yet, you could already do that.
Oh, I'm all right. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I want to get this out. I mean, we have the. I'm sure I reflect the feeling of the whole field, as you know, Marlise, to say we've been waiting to have something like this for a long time. And Dr. Burka has said that it's really, you know, going to be revolutionary, because there's nothing else like this study that's ever come out. And I mean, I can't contain myself. I'm jumping up and down here. So,
yeah. So that's exactly the way that we feel. We're so excited getting everything ready. And this is benefiting the entire field of Beamer. Of course, we need to pay big attention, though. You know, I know a lot of actually, ideally, all people that share the horse set should also share the human set, in my opinion, because, you know, the horse may also get back pain from having the rider on, right? So if we're all crooked and everything, then the horse is not going to like that. So in my ideal world view, every horse should have a Beamer, every human should have a Beamer, or be using it at least, like meaning the human system. What we cannot do with this study is that word pain translated to the human or to any other parts of the horse body. This, what's being researched is the back pain, is back pain, not joint pain or, you know, whatever other kind of pain. So we need to really stay close to that, and true to those results. And we cannot translate any claims on the horse set to the human set. So we need to pay very close attention. Sometimes I see that when people make posts on social media, and it's easy to do, you know, because you're so excited to talk about Beamer, but that you translate the claims on the horse set to the human set kind of in one post. But we need to be careful not to do that. Also, this particular outcome is related to her study. So it's not necessarily an outcome that we have as a claim on the horse set at this time. It's really linked to the study, and that's why it's so important to use the material that we will be bringing out for the best way to bring this to your prospects. As a matter of fact, we will also give a one-page summary right after the event, after the BEE on February 23rd, that will have all the talking points you can use that are compliant and safe to say. So, you know, that's just, we can't make it any easier, but that's just to to keep everyone out of trouble, you know, like saying things that are actually not true, but only using the things that are super beneficial coming out of the study.
I'm so glad that you brought up that point about not transferring, you know, results to, or not making any kind of assumptions. We know how dangerous those are, about how this impacts humans as well. But and I'm delighted to say talking points. I know you've been working really hard with this, and it's just really important that IBDs know what, you know, what they can say and what they shouldn't say. And so, but I've been kind of hogging this here. Rainey or Tiff, do you have any comments about the study before we go on and get into some other questions?
Well, I think we all have the same comments. We're all super excited. We've been waiting for this for so long, and we're so happy that it's coming out. And, you know, it's obviously showing what we all expected it to show, as far as, you know, what we know from experience of what Beamer does for horses. I am not surprised at all by how, the results of this study. So I'm just so happy to be able to have something like this to share. And I can also just confirm for everybody, I just went on to the back office and the calendar, and it is, of course, like Dr. Marley said, it's there. There is a link to register for the event right there. So we should all be getting on there and getting registered for that, because it's going to be an incredible, incredible talk. So thank you so much.
Or they can wait and do it through the flyer too. I'm delighted to have something to send out that's a little marketing oriented, more so than a calendar appointment, to be able to share with people, because I think we're all going to be busy the next few days making sure we can get people to save the day. Stuff and reminders and blah blah blah. So one of the things you mentioned about this is a specific area. It's a really focused study. But you had mentioned that we're not talking about joint pain, for example. And I know a lot of people. We get questions, as you know, because you see them in the Medical Expert Center and also on the Facebook page, about joint injections, Dr. Marilise. And we know that Beamer is an adjunctive therapy for both horses and people, but can you talk more specifically about, I don't like people saying, we have to be careful about saying, well, Beamer will replace this, but what can you tell us about Beamer in conjunction with or as opposed to having joint injections?
Yeah, Cindy, it's actually one of the most common frequent asked questions in the Equine Medical Expert Center that I answer questions for. That is because, a lot of horses get joint injections. I would like to know the percentage there too. That would be interesting to know. But, when we go look at horses at the show and doing our Beamer demos, it's very common that they say that they got one or more parts of the body injected, recently or on a regular schedule. And that starts at very early age. And that is, of course, because horses are working hard and their joints have a lot of wear and tear. And, there can be a lot of other factors. But the fact remains that the joints get injected with a variety of substances. And it's not only the joints. It can also be the muscles or the fascia on the back, et cetera. So there's anything literally can be injected, and it is at times. And so what we have as a policy in the Medical Expert Center is what we answer is that when structures are injected, we do respect that veterinarian's choice, the local veterinarian's choice to do that, and we don't want to, quote-unquote, interfere with that process. First of all, when something is injected, there's always a small risk of infection or some other kind of side effects, because any procedure that is invasive can have, any procedure to begin with can have other effects that you didn't want. So we need to let that run its course and not have the Beamer involved with that. So, for example, if a fetlock joint is being injected, then we're going to stay away with the Beamer from that joint until that aftercare protocol of the veterinarian has ended. Now, every veterinarian has a different way of going about that. They may say, well, just monitor it for a couple of days and it's fine. Some may say, keep it bandaged for X amount of days. Some may say, hose it off. There's all kinds of different aftercare protocols that can be between 1 and even 7 days. And so you need to find out, like, what is the veterinarian's aftercare protocol and just stay away from that joint or that body structure with the Beamer. Now, if that horse had already had Beamer blankets, I am totally fine with continuing the Beamer blanket in the normal routine for that horse, but not use the cuffs on or near that that structure that has been injected. Now, so for example, if a horse gets injected in their SI, in their sacroiliac joints, then you want to stay away with the Beamer there too. So that means then no blanket, but maybe you can do a cuff on the front legs or something, or on the neck, if that makes sense. And we do know that any Beamer applicator, whether it's the blanket or the cuff, on anywhere on the horse's body will have a generalized effect as well, but it's obviously not as strong as putting the actual cuff that is 3 times stronger than the blanket on that specific structure. So that is a big difference. So general application or application on another part of the body that is far from that joint, that is totally fine. But just otherwise respect that local veterinarian's protocol.
Yeah, that's just really important. And I know that's one of the things we'll talk about we'll try and address in this Equine Academy content that we're working on. So really important for people to hear that about respecting what, you know, with the, you know, that owner's veterinarian. And I think we'll probably get some questions from the audience about that. But I want to cover one other thing that you also, it came up this last week on the Facebook page, to say, you know, how about using, how can we talk about the benefits of using the Beamer cuffs instead of or in addition to ice boots after a heavy workout? And, you know, if people want to use both, you know, how best to do that? And so if you could share your expertise in that regard, I think that's real important for people to hear too.
Yeah, and that's definitely another question that is very frequently asked. Icing or cooling of the legs is super hot, no pun intended, modality these days. There's all kinds of ice boots available. There's specific materials that create a cooling effect that are in these wraps or bandages. There is the hydro, like a spa that delivers cold water, et cetera, that the horses can go into. Clearly when something is utilized that often, that there is a beneficial effect of those therapies. So there's absolutely no doubt about it. We've all been cold hosing our horses many, many times, and we know that it helps. I'm not here to say when icing is good or bad. In my personal experience, it's very beneficial if an injury has just occurred. But that can also be after some intense riding, such as, you know, cross-country riding, for example, in eventing. I believe there is a lot of micro trauma that occurs, you know, when a horse is working hard and making all those turns and twists. Yeah, so anything can happen, right? Everything can swell up afterwards because there was just so much, mechanical forces on those legs and those hooves. So from that matter, icing makes a lot of sense right after exercise in those circumstances or when an injury has just occurred. So we're not here to debate, you know, whether Beamer is better than icing. I think they both have a place. Now, icing or cooling tends to effectively cool the tissue and kind of, you know, work on getting that inflammation response down and so that it's not going to get out of hand. But it kind of, quote-unquote, freezes the tissues almost. And Beamer, you know, enhances blood flow and kind of makes it more alive. And so it actually works almost in an opposite action mechanism. So doing them at the same time doesn't make sense to me at all. So if people have icing in their protocol and they want to ice afterwards, they can do a couple things. They can, of course, do the Beamer cuffs on the legs before riding. So we know that the Beamer has an effect of 12 to 18 hours of improved blood flow, what we've measured in humans, and we're sure that it's, you know, we're pretty sure that in horses it will be the same way or even better. And so we know that after the training, there is still improved blood flow. So you could just do that. If you do icing after the rider training, you can also take the ice off and then do Beamer afterwards. And in my personal preference, I would do it like at least wait 30 minutes or so after the icing was pulled and then put the cuffs on so that the tissue can kind of warm up again. And the ice, when it's taken off, actually has a reperfusion effect on the tissues. So when the tissue warms up, okay, that's why when your hand is super cold, which we had with the snow here, and it's so cold, and then you come inside and your hands start tingling and almost becoming red when it warms up, right? And it kind of hurts a little bit. Yeah. So that is the reperfusion effect after that the tissue was very cool. And so then it makes sense to do the Beamer in that period, but I would wait ideally about 30 minutes or so. And you can, there is no scientific, you know, reason, but I haven't measured that scientifically, I'm saying, but 30 minutes makes sense. Now, if someone says, well, I don't have that time, I just need to do the ice and then the Beamer cuffs, then that's fine with me too, as long as I do it in that sequence, the ice first and then the Beamer.
Okay. Excellent. Well, yeah, I thought that was a really good comment that you had on Facebook and wanted to share it with people. So here, looking at the time, Rainey, do we have, what does it look like on our caller list? Do we have some questions for Dr. Marlise? Hog up all the time.
No, nobody has raised their hand and want to chat with us there. I think they're just all excited and want to hear what we've got coming. So I just wanted to make a quick comment because I was just, you know, listening to the way you were talking. And, you know, I think the idea of using the one, you know, the ice therapy and then waiting 30 minutes and then doing another therapy, I think that just goes along with what we talk about for Beamer as far as not doing like back-to-back, you know, sessions and things like that. You want to, if you're doing a therapy, you want to give the body time to actually use that therapy. Yeah. And so I like the idea of, you know, I mean, it just makes sense and it goes in, you know, goes along with how we talk about using Beamer is any kind of therapy you do, you're not trying to rush through all this, but you want to give something to the body and let them use it the way it's supposed to be used. And then you can, you know, continue on with whatever the next thing is. So.
Yeah. Horses are not an assembly line, you know,
yeah.
We need to make time. If you want to do the best for your horse, you know, this would be the preferred way to give the body time to respond to whatever it is you're doing. So, you know, good point. Tiff, did you have anything? Because, you know, in the competitive world, certainly, I know you went into a lot of who do injections and also use ice foods. So any comments to share?
Yeah, I actually do have a question for Marlise. I was wondering, I get this question often, if people are doing any types of medications or injections or anything that's administered into the horse, they always ask me if Beamer pushes it out quicker because of the increased blood flow and circulation. So what would your professional opinion be on that?
That is a great question, Tiff. Obviously, we would have to, you know, it almost would require a research study per particular, you know, per particular injection. It depends also where the injection goes, right? If it goes in the joint or in the vein or wherever it may go. So that is already a first thing that that would need to be specified. In generally speaking, I believe we can say that Beamer enhances bioavailability of substances of anything in the body. I mean, the way that the oxygen goes is delivered to the cells is the same way as medication is delivered to the cells. And the way that waste products get removed, like natural waste products, such as lactic acid and inflammatory products, is the same way that, that drug metabolites, you know, drug waste products get eliminated from the cells, mainly through the microcirculation. So if you have the microcirculation in the whole horse improved, you know, up to 30%, then, yeah, that makes sense that those drugs go through a faster cycle than what they would normally go through. But that doesn't mean that they're, you know, less effective or more effective. It's probably going to be the normal cycle of that drug in that horse. It's just that when you didn't have Beamer before, maybe it was a lot, it was just a substandard, you know, it was not as good drug availability for the body where you needed it to go. So Beamer actually makes it, in my opinion, just more optimal and more normal. But yeah, it can, I have no way of proving this until, you know, from the anesthesia study in Germany, it does show that drugs, you know, using the Beamer during the anesthetic process, and obviously drugs are used for that, it changes the way that the horses respond to the anesthesia, and that their hypothesis is that they can use less anesthesia if Beamer is used consistently for these surgeries during the anesthetic process. That still has to be, you know, hammered out. They would have to do a follow-up study there. So without an actual study, it's kind of hard to say. I don't recall, maybe Cindy, you know, if there's any such thing from the human side done in Europe that we could talk about. But I do believe that it would just make the process more beneficial for whatever medications is given to the horse, for it to be delivered better to the horse. But the exception is, obviously the joint injections that we don't really want to put the Beamer on there unless the veterinarian prescribes it. You know, that's great if the veterinarian says, hey, you know, I want Beamer for the aftercare protocol of my joint injections, then absolutely do that. But if the horse is under medical care and they're giving medications specifically by injections but also by mouth orally, I would say definitely check with your veterinarian and see if they believe that, you know, enhanced blood flow, which is probably, you know, not optimal up until that time, but if better blood flow is good for that horse under that treatment protocol.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's very practical.
Yeah. Well, I just kind of wanted to point out, and you talked a little bit about it with some of the other, when you were talking about the joint injections and things, that if this is a horse that's been, you know, having Beamer sessions regularly, I don't know that it, I mean, maybe you can correct me, but usually what we talk about is if whether we're talking about people or, you know, animals or whatever, if this is something that they're getting regular, that's now their normal. And so it maybe isn't something you have to stop just because you're doing those kind of injections or that kind of treatment in addition.
Good point, Ryanie. If the horse is getting regular Beamer sessions, then that blood flow is already improved because we know it has a cumulative effect, and the horse actually goes to a better level of blood flow, a better level of health overall. So You know, when you all of a sudden, when you don't use the Beamer for one day, that horse still has better blood flow than what it had before you started using Beamer. So, yeah, absolutely great point there. If you were already doing that, that shouldn't make much of a difference.
Yeah, really great question. You know, I think that this, you know, we've got a lot of, I hope people are taking notes, and I hope you're going to go back and listen to the recording of this. That those recordings usually come out, you know, within, you know, an hour or two. They're available right away. So this is definitely one to replay here. What about...
Sorry, really quick, Cindy, I'm going to interrupt you because we had somebody just pop on that had a question, and I know we're running out of time, okay. But I wanted to see if we can get to them really quick. We've got area code 626. Area code 626, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm Kim from California, and I had a question.
Hi, Kim.
It's not directly in line with injections, but I did start along that line. But I wondered if you had any Beamer help with symptoms with a horse that became unwell from possum or raccoon feces.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about, Kim.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we are, and most horse people will know this, right? But
okay,
these questions, that's, you know, an actual XYZ disease that you're asking me about. So these questions are best answered in the medical expert center with the equine department, and you can send that into usage-support@beamer.services. That is usage-support@beamer.services. And that's also where you would send your human usage questions or medically related questions. And in general, what I can say about those horses, obviously they need to be seen by the local veterinarian and given treatment protocol. And if that horse was on medication, I would definitely, especially in the acute phase, is when they get treated, if you catch it, definitely discuss any Beamer usage with the veterinarian before you would do it. And that horses with that kind of type of syndrome are systemically affected, and they can detox quite a bit. So you want to, if the veterinarian was okay with it, you want to go really low and slow. So talking about single 5-minute blanket sessions at a time and seeing what that does for that horse, because there's a lot of toxicity in the body at that time. But if you'd like more information, then go ahead and send in your question, and we'll provide, some more specifics to that particular case.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kim, for your question. Brought up a good thing that, on this show and things like this, we can't really talk about a lot of specifics, but that's exactly what, that line is for. So send in those questions, and just be sure because it goes both human and equine, so put in your subject equine so that it goes directly to Dr. Marley so that she can get back to you with those specifics. So.
Yeah, that was a great,
Cindy, go ahead.
A perfect answer for that. We got just a couple of minutes. Marlies, do you have any close kind of comments as to, or maybe another, quicker kind of a question that you get often that you'd like to be able to share with people today on usage?
At this time, that doesn't pop up. I'm just, my head is just thinking about this drug-free solution for back pain in horses study. That is the biggest news in Beamer Equine so far. And, I will entertain any
think we all
questions
are. Yeah.
In the, in the Medical Expert Center. So no worry. If you have a question, go ahead and send it in. But I would just invite everyone to gear up everyone they know, their current their team, their distributors in their team that, you know, maybe not as active as you all that are listening to this, their customers that they've sold Beamer horse sets to, and all their prospects that are remotely related to horses, to invite this February 23rd episode of the BEEE Beamer Equine Educational Experience, and use the flyer that we're going to that Brett's going to publish here very soon as we speak, and get people excited for that and remind them of this going on. Yes, yes. After that, there will be a recording of that, of course, that will be made available, and we will make a one-page sheet, PDF sheet available that you can share with the talking points and the big conclusions of the study. But if you can get them on that call, that will be the best thing. Definitely plan on being there yourself, and you get it, like we say, straight from the horse's mouth with Dr. Melissa King, who is this amazing researcher in the Colorado State University Orthopedic Research Center, that they actually have different departments. They also have a human department there, but this is obviously the part that that looks at the horses from the veterinary college. But I'm just super excited about this, and with Dr. Burka and Ian, we'll be preparing that episode, and just get everyone ready for that. There will, you know, we're expecting 1,000+ people on that call, and you know, we hope to see everyone there.
Yeah, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing to be able to share this information internally, and but to share it in a constructive and a compliant manner that makes it work for everybody. So really appreciate your dedication in that regard, and also for taking an hour out of your schedule to be able to share this information with us directly. So I know we're out of time, and Rainey, you know, back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Marlies. We really appreciate you coming on, and we are all so excited about this coming. And maybe we need to, I know there's a couple things we wanted to have you on here for. We've been talking about having you back on for usage. Obviously, we're going to push that out a little bit because of this exciting news, but maybe we can talk you into coming on after your BEEE and doing kind of a little rundown for us on Blog Talk a week or two after that. That would be awesome if we could wrangle you again for another morning chat.
That's a great idea, Ronnie. And just also want to thank you, ladies, Cindy, Ronnie, and Tiff, for being so loyal and faithfully doing this Beamer Equine Blog Talk every week for all the distributors in the field. So thank you for your dedication to that, too.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tiff. Thank you, Cindy. And thank you so much, Dr. Marlies Vonk, for being on today. Any final quick words from Cindy or Tiff before we sign off for the day?
No, except for happy Valentine's to you and your horses.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, so much. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate your questions. Good things coming. We are so excited. Be sure to register yourself. You can register yourself right now in the back office. And then when we get those flyers out, be sure to be ready to get your contact list ready. So we're going to get everyone to on this. And it's going to be really, really great. I'm real excited about it. So thank you, everyone. We will meet you all back here next Thursday. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.